This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. Well, spring has definitely sprung, and so too has a wave of insect activity in our landscapes and gardens. To get us caught up on what's going on there and what, if anything, to do about it, Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist with K-State Research and Extension. Raymond, you tell us that there are reports of scale on landscape pine trees. What's the story there?
Yeah, there's a pine tortoise scale. It's a scale that primarily is a problem in Scots and Austrian pines. And pretty soon the eggs will hatch and they'll see these red nymphs or crawlers starting to move around. So anybody doing Christmas trees or has these types of pines needs to be out there when the nymphs are active in spray, because that's the vulnerable life stage. If you miss that, then you'll start seeing your trees covered with black sooty mold. And at that point, it's too late. So if people want to start looking for these red crawlers or nymphs, Eric, now would be the time to do that. And when you see them, you can use some type of insecticidal spray. You can even use a forceful water spray to dislodge them. That'll also be effective.
If one does not act, will that allow that scale to inflict some permanent damage to the pine then?
Yes, if you miss the opportunity, and this happens sometimes when people are not scouting routinely, is they'll start notice the, you know, ants that'll feed on the honeydew. These are soft scales, so they exude the honeydew, which is a sticky, clear liquid. And of course, honeydew is a great growing medium substrate for black sooty mold. So when by the time you see the black sooty mold later on in the season, it's too late at that point. So, you know, with scale, it's always the weak link in the chain are those young crawlers and nymphs that are moving around. You can shake some branches over a black piece of paper on a clipboard, and you'll really be able to see them very easily.
So check your pines for presence of that scale. Act accordingly. Well, folks are seeing, you say, praying mantis now active out there as well. This is a fairly harmless insect, isn't it?
Well, it depends how you look at it. We have two praying mantis types, the Carolina and the Chinese, and you'll see the different egg cases. But that's always a question, Eric, is are praying mantises good or bad? And the bottom line is they eat anything they can get their, we call raptorial legs. They'll grab hummingbirds, they'll grab moths, butterflies, crickets, but they eat anything they get a hold of, even bees. Some of them will, we call it hawking, they'll get by a hive or whatever, and they'll snag the bees, or bumblebees also be another one. But they eat anything, so we call them generalist predators. But they're also good to have in the garden because it's part of the ecosystem.
So it's your point of view on whether they're a beneficial or a detrimental insect. But by and large, it sounds like, Raymond, one need not take any control measures per se against praying mantis.
No, I would not spray any insecticides for praying mantises, Eric, no. Just let them be.
Lilac ash borer, and you brought that pest up in an earlier conversation. It's still out there and getting with it?
Yeah. Now, lilac ash borer is one of our caterpillar borers, and the adults will be out. They'll mate. The females will then lay eggs on the bark of a lilac or ash tree. Those eggs will hatch. The larva will tunnel in. And once they're inside the tree, there really isn't much you can do, especially for caterpillar borer. So if you have a history of lilac or ash borers, you might want to spray with some type of insecticide. And one example is permethrin. Permethrin is a pyrethroid that is very active on caterpillar borers and does have some good residual activity. You spray from the base to about 6 feet up, and when the larva try to tunnel into the tree, they run into that barrier and are consequently killed. If you miss that opportunity, then you'll have to wait till the adults come out later on in the season. And of course, you know, most of these wood boring insects will attack stressed or unhealthy trees. And so keeping your trees healthy through proper watering, fertility, mulching, and pruning will go a long way in alleviating problems with such wood boring insects as a lilac ash borer.
Raymond, as always, our thanks to you.
Always look forward to it, Eric.
And with that update on the lawn and garden insect scene, K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension, and this is the K-State Radio Network.